This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bisexuality.
Triple Bypass acknowledges that we broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and to any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people who are listening today. We acknowledge that this land was never ceded, no treaty was ever signed, and that it always was, and always will be, Aboriginal land.
For this episode of Triple Bypass, following on from our chat with regional bi plus babe Jody a few weeks ago, we're talking all about Chill Out Festival. We are excited to hear about some bi plus, hear from some bi plus people involved in the festival and some events run by and for the bi plus community. We'll also hear about some workshops smashing biphobia and a bi plus musician with some new music. All this and more coming up on the show that puts the B in LGBTIQA plus Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. And now here's In or Out by Arnie
DeFranco. I guess there's something wrong with me, 'cause I don't fit in. No one wants to touch it, no one knows where to begin. I just want more than one membership, more than one club, 'cause I owe my life to the people that I love. He looks me up and down like he knows what time it is, like he's got my number, like he thinks it's his. He says, call me Mr. Franco. If there's anything I can do, I say it's Mr. DeFranco to you. Turns out to be straight. Other days the line tends to deviate. I got no criteria for sex or race. Soon hear your voice, I just want to see your face. She looks me up and down like she thinks that I'm mature, like she's got my number, like it belongs to her. She says, call me Mr. Franco if there's anything I can do. I say, you know I got spots, mind if I got stripes? And their eyes are all asking, are you in or are you out? And I think, what is this about? I mean, tonight you can't put me up on any shelf, 'cause I came here alone. I'm gonna leave by myself. I just wanna show you the way that I feel. And when I get tired, you take the wheel. To me, what's more important is the person that I bring, not just getting the same restaurant, eating the same.
This is Triple Bypass, your weekly bisexual plus radio takeover. I'm Amelia.
I'm Ruby.
And we are here to bring you your weekly fix of bi plus community goodness. Tonight we're talking all about Chill Out, which, if you're not from around these parts, is Victoria's largest regional pride festival. And we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us anytime this evening by emailing onair@joy.org.au or text 0427 569 949. You can also find us on our socials, Facebook Triple Bypass, Instagram Triple Bypass Joy, or email us anytime at triplebypass@joy.org.au. And without further ado, now it's time for the latest Bi Plus community news.
Do, 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 do. No one's recorded it yet, so I'm going to keep doing it until someone gives me a soundbite. Anyway, so on the thing, we're talking about the workshop that I helped run at Gay Times around biphobia. Now, Amelia, you were there.
I was, and I really thought, I put it in here because I really thought it bears talking about. It was a wonderful experience to be there as a bi plus person, but also to see so many allies come along, specifically cis gay male allies.
Yeah, that was very surprising. My friend Meg and I had put in submission. We found out like we're going to be doing it. We had no idea how many people would show up because who shows up to workshops at that festival. Turns out a lot of people, and people who'd come in there maybe not knowing what it was but thought it sounded interesting enough. And as you mentioned, a lot of gay men, and the response in general was really, really lovely. It was great, I think, to often, as we've talked about on the show before, bisexual identities and multigender attraction identities have a lot of narratives that are defined by suffering. And so being able to acknowledge and make space for people to talk about that suffering, but then also help other people reframe it and put a new lens on that. So the stories are still yours, but we can find the positives and the strengths that come from them, as opposed to really focusing on the negative experiences of feeling not enough. And one of the most interesting things was having someone who was like, I have a friend who's bi and I want to support him. And I make glib comments all the time. And does he know I care?
Yeah.
It's like, have you told him?
So basically what Ruby and Meg did, brilliantly, I must say, is that they went around the room and distributed little raindrops to everyone that they put under a umbrella, which was the umbrella represented.
Oh, it was that sense of it was a shield against like biphobia, and you're bringing the rain was like hitting it, and that's all the things that kind of batter at you,
protecting from biphobia, either external or internal. And so folks wrote their own personal stories or stories that they knew of, which were relating to biphobia, either internal or external from others. And then the group had an activity whereby they would try and reframe how that experience reflected on either the person who was acting with behaviours that were biphobic or harmful, or if it was internalised biphobia, how that could be reframed to be a societal issue or a structural issue.
And we redistributed, so they were all written, and we asked for people to not use identifying information so that we could take them in and then hand them out again. So people also got a chance to see that. I know. I remember talking to one pair that was talking, and they're like, we both got the same thing, and they're both, their raindrops just said, I don't feel queer enough.
Yeah.
They held them up like simultaneously and was like, I think this is a common theme.
It's like Snap. Bisexual Snap.
Collect the whole set.
Oh, gosh. But it was a beautiful activity, and I think something that doesn't, you know, bi folks don't get the opportunity to be in the same room often enough, I think. And not only to come into the same space, but it not be a therapeutic space, it just be a space that people could talk about their experiences, see that they weren't alone, and have those experiences validated and also reframed if they were traumatic or otherwise. It was a beautiful job. You did great.
Thank you. I think it was also useful because I know when I've gone to that festival, it was my second time going, and there's always a sense of like, well, I know my group of friends I've gone with are all bi.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The bi village.
Yeah. And the village got bigger this year. But I don't know if other people around here are bi or going to be interested in this kind of content. And so I think as well, everyone who went to there then got to see how many bi plus people were at the festival with them, which I think as well can make you feel a lot safer in that space. And also there were a lot of femme presenting people with their mass partners, so a lot of couples that might have been read like heterosexual people who still felt comfortable going to that space and began to talk about that, or maybe didn't feel comfortable but had still made that step and were able to be reassured that they weren't the only ones.
That's
and
right.
I thought that was really special because I know that that's a really big barrier for a lot of people, to know that you can go to that space no matter what relationship you're in at the time.
The reason I wanted to bring it up is that I wanted for folks within community to hear that that work is being done in spaces like that, and to know that that's a space place that they can not only go to but are welcome at.
Absolutely. We are hoping to, and because the workshop did go so well, we are hoping to maybe do something like that around here. We're not sure. It's just something that we really want to continue to expand on, because biphobia is still a topic that is only talked about in bi-plus spaces at the moment. Yeah. So being able to expand that would be great. Now, Amelia, now it's your turn. Can you tell me about Lapsley?
I have news. So,
tell me your news.
Oh, my God. So, Lapsley is a UK-based indie musician, and I have loved them for many moons. And my news is that they have released a new song, which we're going to hear in a moment, but that's not the news. No, that's exciting. That's very good. Yay, Lapsley. But the news is that they've agreed...
Slaps for Lapsley.
But they've agreed to an interview with us as a fellow bisexual on the 10th of March. So that's super exciting. So we're going to hear an interview from them in a few weeks' time.
So keep your ears out for that. We get to interview some very cool people.
It's true. It's very good.
Has this been our weekly dose?
This has been our weekly dose of Bi-Plus Community News.
You're welcome.
Oh, God. We do need a tinkle, don't we? Tinkle? Jingle?
A jingle.
A tinkle means something else, doesn't it?
It really does.
Oh, dear.
We need a soundboard.
I did it again.
Hopefully not tinkle. Not in the studio, honey.
Not yet. So, without further ado, we are far from alone in the studio this evening. We're joined by a wonderful gaggle of guests, all here to talk about Chill Out, Victoria's largest regional festival, and the work that's been done to include bi-plus voices. So we're going to meet our guests. We have Tessa on the phone. Hi, Tessa.
Hi, everyone.
So Tessa is a business owner and planning consultant. She lives in Clunes. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, that's right. Oh. Yeah.
10 points, which is a small goldfields town 35 minutes from Daylesford with a population of 1,800. She has a small farm and breeds Suffolk sheep with a small menagerie of other animals. Very passionate about community and helping folks, founded the Clunes Open House Dinners, has been a part of many community events and organisations in regional and rural areas. And why she is joining us this evening, she is a Chill Out Festival committee member. Welcome, Tessa.
Thank you very much. I look forward to talking to you guys.
We can't wait to hear from you. We are also joined in the studio by Max.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Max. You're no stranger to radio.
I am not, no.
No. What a joy.
What
a joy. That's true, yes.
Max is everywhere. If you haven't met Max, I'm so sorry, you're missing out, but hopefully in the future. Max hosts two LGBTIQ plus regional radio shows, one in Castlemaine and one in Bendigo. Max is often found at Chill Out as Dialysis. Did I pronounce that correctly?
You did.
Oh, brilliant. I can't wait to hear more about dialysis in a minute. Max works at with Chill Out and with Alice's Garage, which we'll also hear more about, and somehow finds time to volunteer at the local hospital to chat with dialysis patients. Amazing. And sits on the Ageing with Pride committee at a local aged care facility. Busy queer, Max.
Busy, busy.
Busy, busy.
Only way to live.
And welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
Speaking of busy queers.
You can hear that jingle. We are also joined, last but certainly not least, by Renee. Renee is bisexual polywoman who produces tomboy events for LGBTIQ plus women and non-binary folks. Tomboy is all about building safe spaces for human connection with sexual empowerment and liberation for women and the people that they love. Renee is an event organiser about town, and you'll also see her over at the Pride Centre where she and where all good bisexuals are found. Did you like that?
I think I might be the only bisexual at the Pride Centre, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah, but I mean, well, I take up a lot of space.
Yeah. You take up enough space for
all
of us.
If there can only be one, I'm glad it's you.
That's right.
Thanks, Matt.
Welcome, Renee. It's great to have you on.
Yes, it's great to be back. I've really missed being around the Joy Studios, especially being around all my bis.
Yes. So we'll hear more from our guests after these community messages. And Lapsley's new song, which we chatted about in the news. You're on Triple Bypass, and this is the new song, Woman, by Lapsley on Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
That was Woman by the incredible Bi-Plus Babe Lapsley. If you're keen on that, tune in on March 10 to hear our interview with the artist herself. You're back on Triple Bypass, the show that puts a B in LGBTIQA+. We throw in a P for pansexual, a Q for queer and questioning, and an E for everybody else. We are not gatekeeping queers. We are not about that life.
Never.
I'm Amelia.
I'm Ruby.
And we're back to hear all about Chill Out from some Bi-Plus Babes on the ground. You can get in touch with us anytime this evening on air at joy.org.au or text 0427 569 949. Now, Tessa.
Yes, hello.
just checking you're still there, babe. I don't rely on technology.
That's right. We're here with Tessa, Max and Renee. We've got a whole studio packed.
I know, we are shockers. And that's a real gift. I'm so excited to hear from so many different people about the things that they're working on to make Chill Out more inclusive for Bi-Plus communities. Tessa, could you fill us in as a community member about what is Chill Out for our listeners who may not necessarily be aware? They may be international. We have a few international streamers or some people who may not have heard of the festival before.
So Chill Out is basically a festival which is all about celebrating pride, but in, I guess, a little bit more of a laid-back way than our big sort of cousins up in the Big Smoke. So it's always been our sort of saying is about country pride. So it's a little bit more, I've found, a little bit more inclusive. Everyone's a little bit more laid back, but it's all about being out and proud and, you know, same as all other events as well, I guess.
But it's a bit more chilled out.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, funny.
Do you think as well that there's, because there is often a lot of perception that the further away from the city, the less tolerance there is and the less acceptance there is and the less community there is. So what do you think the role of festivals like Chill Out are in basically showing queer people living in regional spaces that they are there, that there are spaces for them too?
Yeah, and I think that is so important because I guess for me, being an older member of the LGBTI community, it's not so... I mean, I've found my footing and I've, you know, found my friends and so forth, but I do really feel for the young folks growing up. So we have a couple of kids in town that I know, and it's for me, most of my drive comes to hopefully help their journey be easier than mine has been. and, you know, I did get a little bit of a buzz one night when I was openly, you know, presented to this group of 100 women on Women's Day as being part of the LGBTI community. And this girl was in the crowd and she came up to me later and she was like, oh, it was so awesome to see, you know, that visibility in our little town. So I thought, yeah, if I can make a tiny impact like that just makes everything worth it, I guess. Yeah.
And so you mentioned you're a little bit older and you found your community and are more sure of it, your identity and space in regional centres. What is your story? I think you mentioned a little bit to this a little bit to me over the phone earlier.
Okay. I'll give you. Yes.
Not the full. You know.
So I actually grew up in Melbourne. Didn't grow up in the country. I went to McRobb. I don't know whether you guys have heard of McRobb, and it's got a bit of a name.
Max is nodding furiously.
So having a girlfriend at 16 at McRobb seemed pretty normal. So that part of my journey was quite easy. I dated both sexes, didn't label myself. But later in my teens, I started being impacted by the bisexual stigma and decided to identify as lesbian. You know, everyone else was, and the word on the street, you know, there was all sorts of things going around. But one of the common things people were saying at the clubs was, you know, oh, there's that bisexual, you know, he or she is a slut and they'll have sex with anyone. You know, so I was like, I don't think I want to call myself a bisexual.
Yeah.
So then, I got involved. I joined Pride March. So I was a sexuality officer at Monash Uni. But then, was loving the LGBTI community. But then I got a male partner. And
just
then
picked one up from the
found,
store.
Sorry?
I said just picked one up from the store.
Yeah, I'm trying to make this concise. But yeah, so that was when I realised, there's these things called biphobia and bi-exclusion and bi-erasure. So all my friends stopped inviting me to events. I had a couple of gay bosses who basically... I was no longer their, great employee.
Yeah.
I'd been stolen away from them and, it was pretty awful. So I pretty much sort of went back into the closet for quite a number of years until I moved up to the country. So that was about 9 years ago. Found Clunes, found some amazing LGBTI friends and so forth, and it gave me, I guess, the courage to go, hey, I'm going to come out again.
Yes!
Well done.
Yeah.
You so, are here, you are queer enough.
Yes! I know, yeah. It's crazy, isn't it? The awful stigmas. I've got a raft of T-shirts that are pretty, aggressively, don't say this about me.
I was going to say, so given those experiences that you had of exclusion and moving back out to the country being the one of the reasons why you came out again as bisexual and affirmed that for yourself in the wider community, that you've been involved in the Chill Out Committee and bringing that lived experience, I presume, to the work of Chill Out and making sure that we don't exclude multi-gender attracted people within the festival.
Exactly. I always did feel that Chill Out was quite accepting.
That's great.
I think my first year I rode my bike in Dykes on Bikes, and the fact that they even let me ride in it, I was like, whoa. So I've always sort of felt that it was a bit more accepting anyway, but I think there's still so much work to do, so... Yeah, I have sort of thought, being a committee member, I can try and help make things better. Because listening to your show, I'm still hearing so many stories. I mean, it's still such an issue for people in our community and in the straight community. Mm. You know, we're still struggling with a lot of acceptance issues, and even just people not validating that we exist, I guess, is a big one.
I think when the conversation can't even start until you have to say, just to remind you all, I do exist.
Yes.
It generally doesn't suggest there's a bit of work to be done in that space.
Yeah, that's right. So as far as what Chill Out's doing, we've always been about community involvement and inclusion. And I would say, because I've heard other stories, if you are bisexual and you're listening to this program and you're nervous about coming to LGBTI events, I would say Chill Out's a really good one to come to as your first foray into a festival environment. It is really welcoming and laid back. We have extended invitations to bisexual organisations, but as you would know, there isn't many of us, many organisations.
Yeah.
And there isn't any up our way.
Yeah.
So trying to get the Melbourne groups to come up to Chill Out has been challenging, and I guess it's a long way for them to come and to organise lots of people to march and or to have a stall. But if anyone is listening and wants to come and hasn't been in touch with me yet, please get in touch. info@chilloutfestival.com.au.
Fantastic.
I would love to see a an amazing turnout like there was at Pride March of bisexuals in the march, that would be incredible. And you just sign up on the day. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. Tessa, I will be in touch with you shortly after this show, actually.
It's a very busy bisexual.
But we'll be back with
our... Oh, have I raved on too much already?
No, not at all. We have sponsors to get to. The reasons that we can stay on air as well as everyone's valuable membership. So we'll be back with our guests from this special chiller episode after some community messages. But first, we have Born This Way by Lady Gaga. Now, Max, this was your song choice, so why did you choose this one?
One, because I love Gaga so much. She is amazing. And just the fact that the song does mean a lot to anybody on the LGBTQI plus spectrum, that we are born this way. We didn't grow up and suddenly decide one day we wanted to be fabulous. That's the way we are right from the day we're born. So, you know, just get with it, people, and listen to this. It's a great song.
It is such a good song. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H I.
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, chola, descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast or leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola, or Orient me, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born. Be brave. I was born this way. Don't ever tell me regret. Just love yourself and regret. Just love yourself and yourself. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way, yeah. Oh, there ain't no other way, baby. I was born this way, baby.
Hi, I'm Mara Wilson, former child actor, current writer, aspiring bicon, and you are listening to the show that puts the B in LGBTIQ. Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
That's right, and that was Born This Way by the very bisexual Lady Gaga. I'm Ruby.
I'm Amelia.
And you're on Triple Bypass, where the Bypass babes have taken over the airwaves. And, of course, every episode of Triple Bypass, as well as the Bi Polyamory cast, which comes out once a month with Anthony, and interviews with bicons like Mara Wilson, a.k.a. Matilda, a.k.a. Brilliance, and Beck Sandridge, also a.k.a. Brilliance, are available in podcast form from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and wherever all good podcasts are found. And so get on to that. You can also subscribe or send us messages. If you subscribe, we know that you like what we're doing. And also we know that our community is growing, and that is what it is all about. We are growing. Anyway, you can get in touch at any time during the show. Email us at onair@joy.org.au or text on 0427 569 949.
So we are still joined in the studio this evening by Max and Renee. Hello to you two.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I saw you, Max, busting to jump in with a few things.
Oh, yes, I was thinking of a few things to say. Yeah.
When Tessa was talking before about her experience with Chill Out and being a bi-plus person in regional Victoria. Mm-hmm. What's your experiences of Chill Out been?
Well, Chill Out was what took me to Daylesford. So in 2003, I was living in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. My partner had died in 2000, so I was 3 years into being single. And a friend decided we'd go to Daylesford for the weekend. Never been there. And that Chill Out Festival was on, and when we were leaving on the Monday on the way home, I said, I'm going to go and live there.
Oh.
And he went, what? And I said, yeah, it just felt like home. It just felt so beautiful, so comfortable. It's a little enclave in the middle of all the hills. And I said, I'm going to live there. So within 3 weeks, that was it. I moved out of Melbourne and moved to Darwin.
That is some willpower that I am both impressed and terrified by.
So I just packed up everything I had, hired a truck and moved everything, rented a house in Hepburn Springs and moved there within 3 weeks. I was living there. 3 weeks later, I had a job there, and that was it. And on the Chill Out committee the first year.
Amazing. So, that is not what I was expecting.
So Chill Out has quite literally changed and moved your life.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you'd say you're a fan.
Oh, just a little bit, yeah. Sort of suddenly discovered this amazing country festival, which was started in 1997 with 500 people attending the first event. And over the years, it's grown and grown and grown. And now we get 25,000 plus people in town for the weekend.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing for a country festival. So it is Australia's, well, I think it's partly the Western or the Southern Hemisphere's biggest rural festival.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It is pretty amazing to see.
I knew it was Victoria's, but it does make sense, I think, that it's the bigger. Yeah.
If anyone thinks they're bigger, come here and prove it.
We'll fight.
That's right. And, of course, it was on the weekend after Mardi Gras, except for certain years when it falls on the same weekend. So the first time that happened, I was on the committee and everybody got into a panic that everybody would go to Sydney and no one would come to Daylesford, but no. There's always going to be X amount of people who want to do the really hard party Sydney stuff and who want to come to chill out.
I think about Hannah Gatsby's line about, you know, I'm a quiet lesbian.
Where do the quiet queers go?
My favourite sound is a teacup sitting on a coaster.
Exactly. and that felt like many years ago we had hay bales for people to sit on to listen to music and things like that. And we've had a few letdowns over the year. In 2007 we didn't run Chill Out because we couldn't get volunteers.
No. Demo.
And the next year it just went absolutely ballistic with volunteers left, right and centre because everybody wanted to be up and running again.
Sometimes people have to be reminded that these things can only continue if people put the effort in.
Yeah, exactly. That's
it's kind of magical. Last year I went on that train ride for the first time. What do you call
the
train ride?
Oh, yeah, the Silver Street.
Oh, my goodness. Highlight of Chill Out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What is the train ride?
It's this beautiful old train that takes you through the country. You get drinks, inclusive beverages the whole way there.
Oh, my goodness.
There's live folk and blues bands playing, and then this family feed you like at some old train station. It's the best experience I've had at Chill Out.
What a treat.
Yeah, and it's cheap. It's only like $70 a ticket or something like that.
That's amazing.
Yes.
For inclusive drinks.
For all your booze and food included.
Oh,
yeah.
That's wild.
That's
and
brilliant.
It's beautiful.
I got to call via the Pride March there last year with Joy, actually. So I was standing in a rotunda trying to frantically crane my head to see all the banners coming through and like flipping through all the things. We're like, this is a famous horse. Let me find out why.
This horse is very fancy.
But it was really incredible to see like this. it was very much a country town, mm. and there were just rainbows hanging everywhere. Yeah. There were so many families there as well, and mm. just a really, just a lot of
awesome,
so much really good food.
Yes.
So the train leaves Daylesford Station and goes to Bolato, which is the highest railway station in Victoria, I'm pretty sure.
Mm.
So it goes to this little tiny station, and there's a train every Sunday runs this thing from the market, so people that go to the market can put their children on there, get on themselves and go for this little train ride.
That's
and
gorgeous.
It's one single carriage that just chugs along this little railway line and gets to Bolado and then comes back again.
That's stunning. I love that.
Yeah, for Chill Out Festival, that they really put on a great night.
A great show.
Yeah.
Speaking of the quiet queers and the favourite noise being the sound of a teacup meeting the saucer,
yes, absolutely.
Can you tell us about the tea tent, Alice's Garage?
Okay. Alice's Garage is an event that was started by Dr. Catherine Barrett.
Wonderful person.
Absolutely amazing, wonderful person. And Alice was a woman who started a garage in Kew back in the 40s. And, of course, no one would go to her because she was a woman, and how the hell would she know how to change a tyre? How would she know?
Better than some people.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. And because she wore men's clothing, of course, you know, blah, 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 the usual carry-on. And I think I've got the story right when she actually stripped an engine down completely and rebuilt it for some person who
that's
was...
That's really hard. Yeah.
So that was all of a sudden, there was a change in her thing, and that's why Catherine has called this Alice's Garage.
Alice's Garage.
I'm picturing a butch in a boiler suit right
now. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, very much so, yes, yeah.
I love this for us.
And she started the tea tent at Carnival Day for Midsummer. About 3 years ago we started that. So they set up a tent for us and we just make cups of tea for people. We have little containers with iced Fovo biscuits and teddy bears in them, and someone will come along with a cake they've baked, and people can just walk in, sit down, have a cup of tea made for them. If they want to donate, you know, give a donation, that's fine. If they don't, that's okay. We'll still make them a cup
charming.
Of tea. Yeah, we're getting that to Chill Out this year, which is going to be very exciting.
Is it the first time at Chill Out?
Yes, the first time at Chill Out.
Debut!
And also it was the first time a couple of weeks ago at the Geelong Pride.
Oh, Geelong Day. Rainbow Festival.
Yeah, Rainbow Festival, yes. We went down there as well. So
it's slowly
Everyone
having more
deserves
regional.
A cup of tea.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's the best thing to do when you're really hot and tired and you just want to sit down. You just come
and
in and sit in a chair.
You can talk to people as well. I think that sense of being able to form those connections that, those, you know, it can be hard to talk to someone else when you're walking down at Pride. Mm. You can talk over a cup of tea. Is that Earl Grey I smell?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Nice one.
And it's mainly sort of focused on LGBTQI elders.
Mm. Yep.
So the people who serve in the tent are all the elders of our community. And, yeah, we just love being there and talking to people, and, yeah, it's great.
And creates a space for other older LGBTIQ people to come and feel like they're not going to experience some of the potential.
And we have little drawing things for children to do and colouring in stuff and make little T-shirts and stuff, like little cardboard cut-out T-shirts. But it's great.
That is so wholesome.
Can we pop in?
You can pop in anytime and have a nice Vovo Bicky or a chocolate teddy bear. Or
wait, you didn't say there were chocolate teddy bears.
Oh, chocolate teddy bears as well as ordinary ones.
That's brand new information.
Changes the whole scene completely.
I have simple needs.
I know where the chocolate teddy bears are going to go.
Ruby and I might nick off with them and be sitting in the corner eating them.
Wearing a duffel jacket.
You got all down both sides. Like, would you like this teddy bear?
If it's a very hot day like it has been, I'll just be trailing melted chocolate around me.
You're on Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9, and we'll be right back with you after this community message.
This Saturday, Joy is broadcasting live from the world-famous Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade. Join a team of your favourite Joysters as we call the parade and bring interviews with the groups marching on the day. Joy is broadcasting from the very top of the parade route, so you'll be able to hear all the action 15 minutes before everybody else. Exclusivity, we love it. That's Joy broadcasting live from the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade from 7 p.m. And thanks to our friends at Salesforce, we'll be marching too, so don't miss it. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
You are listening still to Triple Bypass, home of Joy's Bisexual Agenda. I'm Amelia.
I'm Ruby.
We're still joined by Renee and Max here in the studio. We've just been chatting about regional pride tonight, specifically around the Chill Out Festival, which opens on March 5th. Mm-hmm. We've heard from Tessa, a Bi+ committee member on the Chill Out Committee, and also so far from Max and Renee. Max is a Chill Out institution, so I'm hearing. We'd love to hear from you, Renee, about your involvement in Chill Out this year. What are you up to?
I know, strange that I've been so quiet for so long.
I know, I'm not used to it, I must say.
I'm hard to really bite my lip. well, I've been attending Chill Out now for it must be the last 5 or 6 years, and I had never heard of it until I started working with Thorn Harbor back at the time, and I had to go for work, and it was a similar vibe where I went to Dalesford and I was like, oh, this is home away from home. What a beautiful place.
Home away from home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and because it's over a long weekend, it means you really have time to chill out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a very relaxed vibe. You're in a village, so you can walk everywhere, and yeah, there's just so much happening, but it's very much a choose your own adventure kind of thing. And so I got news at the end of last year that there wasn't going to be a party for women this year.
Rude.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd actually never made it along to the women's party before, so I didn't know what it was like, but I heard that it was something of quite an institution.
Right.
So yeah, I guess for me, that was like, I'd kind of toyed with the idea of like taking Tomboy on tour.
Oh.
But yeah, it seemed like the perfect opportunity. But also, I guess, because the idea of a lesbian event in air quotes kind of feels a little bit outdated within our community right now.
Yeah.
So Tomboy felt like the right thing to potentially bring to chill out.
And we're so glad that you are.
Yes, but because of the time of year whenever we had this epiphany, it was actually quite late in the game to find a venue and whatnot, because it's a small place, Dalesford.
Totally. Books out.
Yeah, so I started to try and think outside the square a little bit, contacting venues that wouldn't usually be used within the festival and whatnot, and I had no luck. And then Dean R. Curie actually said to me, why don't you get in touch with the Palais Hepburn? Mm. So I called them up and they were kind of like, look, we've already got something organized. Like, we'd love to maybe work with you next year, blah, blah, blah. And I was kind of like, I just really need you to have us on board. Like, whatever you've already got booked, we'll work around it. Yep. We'll make it work. And
not taking no for an answer.
Essentially. And it turned out that Emma, the booker there, who also has the same last name as me, we had some mutual friends. And she called me back one day and she was just like, I just realized that we have a mutual friend and it's Charlie. And I think it's a sign that we're supposed to have you at the Palais Hepburn. So, yeah, me
thanks,
being
Charlie.
That social butterfly that I am has paid off. Thank you, Charlie, if you're listening out there. Yeah, and so the next thing you know, we were collaborating to put this event on, and they had already kind of decided on a name for what they were already having, and they'd already submitted it to Chill Out. So that was called Get Loose. And I guess we were kind of like, oh, I don't know if that's really what we want, but also we just really want to work with you and we really want to work with this venue. If you haven't been, it's a stunning brand new venue. So yes, it's happening and we're basically opening the festival on the Friday night.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yes. I can't wait.
We also got a quick message in. So I don't know who it's from, so I'm going to call them Jerry. Jerry said... T-Tent basically replicates good old country hospitality. Growing up in the bush, the kettle was always put on when someone turned up and before they got out of the car. Oh, the kettle just boiled. Would you like a cuppa?
Thanks, Jerry.
Good. We love a Jerry.
Just a little thing on the Palais while we're talking about it. It was actually built in 1925.
So they just revamped.
As a dance hall.
Wow.
So it was, and it's got the only fully floating dance floor left in Australia. So the floor actually is on springs.
I almost swore there.
Yeah, it is a
you can,
fabulous
it's up to nine.
Oh,
red,
really?
Red velvet, gold trim, and an
fucking
amazing...
Lights.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Absolutely.
Well, I haven't even got to our buy your tickets plug yet, but yeah. I don't even think we need to say
that.
No,
that's right.
The floating
floor. Floating
floor.
Yeah,
it is brilliant.
Oh, my
stunning
God.
Stunning venue. You're going to love it.
Yeah, I've seen pictures, but I have not stepped foot on the floating dance floor
yet. Oh, you stepped floor on that. Yes, that's brilliant.
You won't be the same.
You'll have a spring in your step.
Yay.
Thanks, Dad.
One to you.
I ruined the bad puns. I think it's amazing, isn't it, to imagine that venue, when that was constructed, and there, you know, there would have been queer people going into that venue without anyone knowing
secretly
who they are, who would be feeling, secretive, being scared, and to know that all that time later there's going to be this radically queer femme event happening where we're going to be jumping up and down on this floating floor.
Wow.
So taking their then... girlfriend, boyfriend, to this thing to put on this brave face in front of all the friends of their parents who didn't want anybody to know.
And now
we're going to get a queer event.
Yeah. It's recently renovated. Is that the story?
Yeah, it's been painted up and made different, and a few alterations done. But it's just the most beautiful venue.
There you go.
You'll love it.
Yeah.
And the acoustics.
Friday night.
The acoustics are top notch because of when it was built. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, so Max all is those doing all the plugging. Mm.
But all the DJ bangers and mash is just going to be pumping so you would, to the hilt.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, Sister Eileen Ulick's going to love the floating dance floor.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So you're giving us all these teasers. What can we expect?
So usually Tomboy is known to be very much a women-centric event. So it's for women and their friends and their lovers. So everyone's welcome. But for Chillo especially, it's very much an inclusive event. Mm. We don't want it to be like, no, we're checking your gender at the door.
Yeah, that's right.
No. Everyone's very much welcome, except so many of these spaces, and especially at Chill Out, are male-centered spaces. Mm. So essentially, this is kind of our way of saying, yes, we're celebrating women, but it's very much for everyone there. And we're really excited to have everyone there as well. So if you're interested in coming along, which you should be, tickets are really selling quickly. We're on to the second or third release, I think, at the moment, which are $30 each, which is still actually quite reasonable for a Chill Out event. Mm. The events there are all ticketed. And you can just hop on to chilloutfestival.com.au to pick up your ticket there.
Did you mention earlier some of the potential DJs and performers? Is this the Tomboy usual crowd that we can expect from Melbourne? Or?
Yeah, so as I'd mentioned earlier, the people at Palais Hepburn had started to put together some acts for an event evening. So we can expect Karen Fields and the Tuck Shop Ladies, who I think are quite local in the country, which is rad. And they'll be starting the evening off. And then it's kind of as the night starts to go on, then Tomboy steps things up and notch. Yeah. One of my alter egos, Sister Eileen Ulick, she'll be there. I won't tell you too much about her. You just have to come and see. She's naughty.
You can hear you spelling it with a U in the way you say it.
Look, the sister says you'll have to get on your knees and find out.
And be good about it.
Yes. Come to confession. Exactly. Tell me all your heinous sins. Yes. So, you know, if you haven't heard about Tomboy, it is a little bit naughty, and we do like to celebrate our sexuality there. It's very much what we do. But there's options also for a dinner and a show. So if you want to come nice and early to the event, it kicks off from about 6:30. So it's very much all ages, all styles of socializing. There's something for everyone. And it's in this incredible venue. And there's a shuttle bus that also is happening to go out there too. So, and Uber. I know you can get Ubers in the country.
So, yeah, Chill Out runs a shuttle bus all weekend from Thursday right through. So it runs on the hour every hour. It'll take you down to Hepburn, bring you back, drop you at your accommodation most times, or you just get off in the main street and,
Fantastic. So, really, I think it makes me very happy to hear all this. It does. I've been there before, but I think there's just as well knowing that often for LGBTIQ people in the country from smaller towns, there's not really a chance to see the big city or the big smoke quiz, you know, the way that it seems a very separate kind of world. And that's a reminder that there's actually a lot of interest in those spaces and around you there. And I think I remember hearing people say that, you know, they wouldn't even realize that some of their friends were queer till they were all this event together. Like,
hang on, what are you doing here?
I know you.
Yeah.
That dress looks wonderful, Jerry.
and the other thing is just to walk into a town and see rainbow flags in every window and hanging from the main flagpole above the post office and stuff like that is just awe-inspiring for a lot of younger people or a lot of older people.
Someone said
I
was going to say someone said that they were giving out rainbow shoelaces just for free outside lots of different shop fronts last year and that so everyone could just have a tiny bit of rebellion and protest.
Even the police are nice up there. I keep getting rides home from them and everything at Chillo.
Are you in the back of the car though, Renee?
Are you in
the back of the paddy wagon?
Sorry, officer.
And just one more little thing. Like every year there's a bush dance on Saturday night and a dance party on Sunday night. And the same people, security people, book themselves in 12 months in advance because it's the only place they work they don't have to do their job. Because no one gets into trouble. No one causes an argument.
Everyone's being naughty, in an illegal way.
And they get
everyone's
all these hugs.
Line dancing.
That's right, exactly. And it's amazing.
It's the lesbian meeting call.
We can have a hoedown.
Put your boots on, have a hoedown. Yes. Yes.
And that spectacular floating.
Is that when you call a taxi when the hoe's down?
Good gravy. My word.
Intergenerational smut. I love
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Yes.
It has been phenomenal to have both of you and also Tessa on the show this evening. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To Tessa and to you, Max, and to you, Renee.
Thanks for having me.
For coming on
tonight.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah, all the work that you've both been doing and that Tessa's been doing. It's phenomenal to know that we have these spaces because of people like you. And keep on volunteering for these events, my dear lovely people who are listening, whether it's in here in Victoria or in Melbourne or wherever you happen to be. There are people who would love you to help out. So find them and lend a hand and meet some great people while you're doing it.
See you in the country.
Yes.
I see what you did there. And on that, I'm turning your microphones on.
We have almost wrapped up another episode of Triple Bypass. It's been amazing. We'll be back again next Tuesday to bring you more of the Bi-Plus agenda. If you know a friend who'd enjoy listening to us, let them know. That's what community is all about, and sharing is super cute. You can catch all episodes as podcasts on Apple iTunes, Podbean, or wherever good podcasts are found. We exist for you, dear listeners, so send us some love if you love what we do. You can follow us on our socials, Triple Bypass Joy, on Instagram or Facebook, Triple Bypass. You can also email me or Ruby anytime at triplebypass@joy.org.au, and we absolutely love hearing from you. I'm Amelia.
I'm Ruby.
This has been another Bi-Plus takeover from the team at Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. Stay tuned. Coming up is a little pod of joy,
bringing you highlights from our whole week of LGBTIQ programming.
Gorgeous. And taking us out in Tomboy's honour, this is Tomboy by Princess Nokia on Joy 94.9.
See y'all at Chill Out.
Bye.
Titties be booking cities all around the world. They be fucking with me. I'm a Calvin Klein model. Come and get me. Set the resi up. Don't be fucking with me. My little titties are so itty bitty. I go locomotive. Chitty chitty. Bang bang. Gold hoops and a name chain. 10 boots are like 4 rings. Missy Elliott can't stand the rain. You lame seen the same games. Little titties not so damn pretty. Staircase in a crack filly. Little titties in a fat kitty. Big pants and some stuffed shoes. Bop a bow. Blues Clues. Titties in my fat belly, my little titties in my fat belly, my little titties in my fat belly. My little titties in my fat belly, my little titties in my fat belly, my little titties in my fat belly. It's a party, of course. I'm having fun with my friends, and I don't want it to end. And if you finna blow my high, then I'ma punch you again. With my little titties and my fat belly, my little titties and my fat belly, my little titties and my fat belly. My little titties and my fat belly, my little titties and my fat belly, my little titties and my fat belly. My little titties, my fat belly. My little titties, my fat belly.
His love is too magic and he cannot tell. He fuck with my bro, how my pussy is spelled. My thought though is special, got locked like a jail. It's Polo, it's Tommy, it's Mecca, it's Naughty. I'm finna sit back and just sip on Bacardi. You come to my party, you gon' be my army. A room full of girls and we acting real Robbie.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.